Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3437BN. Today's date is August 29th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Kamala Harris is in trouble, fake news pushing fake poll numbers, deep state has been warned. Talk about our health. We've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams were the easiest way to look younger. Now, one doctor says that's nothing but old news. According to Dr. John Lakey, the world-renowned Beverly Hills expert, most wrinkle fixes on the market are nothing but glorified moisturizers. They hardly make a dent on your appearance, and some can even be harmful to your skin. Recently, Dr. Lakey has focused attention away from mainstream cosmetic practices. Why? So he can pursue a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, one that some experts say could empty the wallets of the cosmetic industry. It's almost like Photoshop for your face. You may even be mad after seeing how easy it is to visibly erase your wrinkles from view. Lakey told reporters his personal clients have doubled his new do-it-yourself technique, the Age Rewinder method, because it can take years or even decades off your appearance in under 2 minutes. In light of this amazing breakthrough, Dr. Lakey has released a step-by-step video to the public, free and uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use the simple solution from home. If this helps even one person look younger or feel more confident, I'll be thrilled knowing I helped, Dr. Lakey commented. The video has since gone viral. At first, it was shared by users on Facebook, but since then, it raked up over 2.3 million views and counting. So far, the comment and feedback have been outstanding, with thousands of women reporting they look decades younger. One viewer even commented, "Best results of anything I've used, and I can't believe how well this works. I'll never stop using this. I don't understand how it works, but the results are great. Thank you." So you can find out more about this yourself right now. Go to bhmd1.com/x22. Or click on the link in the description box below. That's bhmd1.com/x22. Now, there's one thing Dr. Lakey asked from his viewers. If watching this video helps you look and feel younger than you have in years, then please share this video with your friends and loved ones. Together, we have the power to help as many women reclaim a youthful look as possible. Go watch the video at bhmd1.com/x22 right now, or just click on the link in the description box below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that they are panicking right now. Kamala Harris, she just did an interview. It's supposed to be less than 18 minutes, and they're not going to be releasing the raw transcript, which is very, very interesting. And we're hearing that the interview didn't go that well, but we'll have to wait to see when this airs on Thursday. I think it's at 9 p.m. But once again, what happened to all that other footage? Where did that go? And what I think is going to happen, I think we're going to see that footage being leaked out. And then people are going to see truly what Kamala is all about. And people are going to be completely and utterly shocked. Because Trump actually wrote a post to Dana Bush saying, "Listen, you could do the right thing, you become a hero." But again, I do believe what he was saying there is, we got it all. We know what's going to happen, and this information is going to be leaked out to the public, and the public is going to see the truth. Now, the other thing with Kamala, and the reason why I'm saying she's in trouble, is they're trying everything they possibly can to have Trump back out of the debates. Remember, they don't want Kamala to debate, and I do believe Trump already gave the warning to Kamala, saying, "Listen, you remember what happened to Biden? He decided to go along and debate me, and they actually took him out. He resisted, but they took him out. Oh, wait, that's right. You were involved in that, and you actually took him out. So what do you think is going to happen when you debate me and everyone sees who you are and how you cannot function? Do you think the deep state players are just going to leave you in there? No, they're going to take you out too." And I do believe this is why her administration is fighting very, very hard not to do the debate. And this is why she's continually saying, "Muted microphones, unmuted microphones. I want to sit. I want to stand. I want notes. I don't want notes." I think they're continually doing this, trying to convince or push Trump into dropping out of the debate. Now, this, I do believe, is going to be a deciding moment, because if Kamala doesn't do the debate, I do believe then she will probably make it to the election. If she does do the debate, I think the people are going to see the truth. And this is going to be a major, major problem. And this is going to give Obama the ammunition that he needs to replace her one way or another. He'll probably make a deal with her. "Listen, you did the debate. This is awful. We need someone that can do halfway decent in the polls for us to cheat, because we've already started the COVID narrative. We're already saying that there's another surge, and we're having key players saying that they're coming down with COVID. So we're trying to use the mail-in ballots, and we're trying to get this off the ground, and we have other diseases coming in to help push this. But once again, if we can't use the mail-in ballots, this is going to be a major, major problem. And I do believe most likely as war builds up, as the economy falls apart, I do believe they'll probably force Biden out, and then they'll give her a position as acting president as a consolation prize. But again, I think this all depends on if she does the debate or not, and we'll have to see how this goes. Because remember, everything that you're seeing right now, all these poll numbers from CNN, MSNBC, from CNBC, Fox even, and many other pollsters, they're just fake numbers. Remember, they need to convince everyone that she's doing very well in the polls, because once again, they could use that to cheat in the election. If people hear her debate and people see who she truly is, and maybe certain segments of the interview are leaked out, well, that's going to destroy the poll numbers. And actually, Trump confirmed that the poll numbers from Fox are actually fake numbers. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But first, Trump, he always does this. He says, you know something? Listen, I know what you're doing. I know that you're going to be cheating. I know that you're going to try to manipulate and overthrow the United States government once again in the election. So I'm giving you this warning. If you decide to do this, we will come after you and you will be put into prison. Now, think about Mark Zuckerberg, for example. It's come out that Trump said, listen, in the 2024 election, if you decide to do the same thing that you did in 2020, because we know what you did, we caught you red-handed. And remember, how did they catch him red-handed? Well, that's right. The military was monitoring everything. And he said, listen, you can go ahead and do it. But if I win, you're going to prison for helping overthrow the United States government. I do believe this is why Zuckerberg came out and spilled the beans. And he gave the deep state players the same option. Don't cheat in the election. But you think the deep state, you think they're going to listen to him? Absolutely not. I think he knows this. I think he knows that they're going to pull everything that they have to actually to try to stop Trump. And they're going to cheat. They're going to manipulate. They're going to bring us to war. They're going to have a cyber attack. They're going to have chaos. They're going to use everything they possibly have. All everything in their arsenal. They're going to be throwing at Trump just to stop it. And I think he knows this. And he's going to catch them once again in a treasonous act. Now, remember, Trump, he warned them. The deep state now has been warned. Do not attempt this. And I do believe Trump, in the end, does not want to use their cheating system. I do believe he wants to use paper. He wants to use voter ID. He wants people to come in person. And he wants to have this in one day. And I think there's a lot of things that have been set up so this can actually happen, and it's going to make it very, very difficult for the deep state to try to basically challenge the elections. Now, of course, what the deep state is doing, what the fake news is doing, is they're saying that, hey, a lot has changed, and it's going to be very, very difficult for Trump, because a lot of laws have changed and everything's changed. It's going to be very, very difficult for Trump to challenge the elections, but I think it's going to be the other way around. I think when Trump wins, it's going to make it very, very difficult for the deep state to challenge the elections. And you could see that everything is being set up. I do believe Trump has the countermeasures in place. And even when the deep state tries to push chaos before and after the election, and they try to cause chaos in D.C., we have a speaker now that will actually call the ball and actually shut it all down, compared to what Nancy Pelosi did on January 6th. And I do believe this is why a lot of the video is coming out right now showing that she is completely and utterly responsible for the security of D.C. Trump wasn't. It was her responsibility to do this. And Trump gave her everything that she needed, but she decided not to use it. And I do believe this message is being put out there to show the people who actually is responsible for this. So when Speaker Johnson has to call the ball and say, listen, this is getting out of hand. We need the National Guard to go in there. We need for this to stop. Now, again, everyone's going to be cheering because everyone's going to believe that it is the Trump supporters that are doing this. But when the National Guard goes in and stops this, everyone's going to start to realize these people aren't Trump supporters. They're illegals. They're Antifa. They're criminals. And this is going to completely and utterly backfire on them. And I do believe this is a scenario that most likely is going to play out. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about the election, a lot more about the interview a little bit later in this report. But first, let's start off with how these people continually lie. And even when they're on video saying something, they still say, well, I never said it. It's absolutely unbelievable. So MSNBC host Ari Melber loses it and threatens to sue Trump campaign advisor Corey Lewandowski for defamation. And Lewandowski is saying, no, I have, here's your quote. This is what you said. And you said it on air. And Ari saying, absolutely not. I'm going to, if you keep this up, I'm going to sue you for defamation. But just take a listen to the exchange and then listen to the recording that is brought up in the middle of them arguing. And Lewandowski is absolutely right. Just take a listen.
Which has been caught in defamation, ran a false piece, falsely stating that I said something else that I didn't say. So I stand on that. I stand on the New York Times.
So you didn't say this bandage was a prop, a spectacle from a candidate who's obsessed with spectacles.
That's fair. A placard for delegates to fill in, an image for political mobilization, a spectacle for this candidate who we know is, by his own admission, obsessed with assorted spectacles.
These aren't, Mr. Lewandowski, I did not say that. That is a false quote.
I have it right here. It's clear.
What you have is a false quote. What you have is a false quote. And if you, I'm putting you on notice, if you continue to repeat falsely that I said that, you will be potentially in a defamation situation because I didn't say that. But I understand that you're working off the internet, which is a lot of false information.
This is what it says.
I wish you luck with that. And Corey Lewandowski, we gave you time.
So you would,
I appreciate you coming
to the
on.
President for that.
Thank you for joining me. Corey Lewandowski, you Trump bet. 2024. And we will be right back.
So you can see that these people, they really can't tell the truth. All they can do is lie and lie and lie, and that's all they've been doing. Just like they've been lying about the border this entire time. Remember, they've been telling us from the very, very beginning, the border is secure. There's no problem with the border until everyone realized there's a problem with the border and all the conspiracies about the border have come true. And then they blame it on the Republicans that they won't pass a bill because, again, the D's, they needed money. That's really why they wanted the bill passed. And they said the Republicans, they're the ones who created the problem. But in reality, what really happened was they reversed everything that Trump did and they didn't build the wall and they opened the border and they allowed everyone to come in and they gaslit the people for many, many years. It's absolutely unbelievable. But now what are the people seeing? The people now are seeing crime. They're seeing illegals basically take over apartment buildings. I mean, it's a complete and utter disaster. And when you look out in California, crime is off the hook right now. People are afraid. And again, they have a lot of gun control in California. And the children aren't even safe because migrants, they were caught attempting to board school buses filled with children in Southern California, terrifying the parents. The children were scared. Trump, he put this out and he says, and he's pointing to Elon Musk, he says, when is enough enough? Well, when is it enough? When are people going to say, we've had enough of this? This is waking a lot of people up. You think they're agreeing with Kamala? You think they're agreeing with the policies? Absolutely not. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, armed gangs of Venezuelan illegals are taking over apartment buildings in Aurora, Colorado. Violent crime has skyrocketed. The police chief recently said he doesn't think Venezuelan gangs are a big safety concern in the city of Aurora. Well, when you look at this, they're in the apartment buildings, and you know what they're holding? They're holding weapons. And these are Venezuelan illegals. Where did they get the weapons? Did they go ahead and did they fill out the paper? And did the FBI check them out through the system to check to make sure they don't have a criminal record, to make sure that they're not illegal? Or did they buy this on the black market? I think we all know the answer to this. I think they got this on the black market. Trump responded to this on Truth, pointing to a Trump War Room post, and it says the following: coming to a city near you in Kamala's America, And he's absolutely right. So once again, Kamala, Biden, actually Obama in the basement, they caused all of this. They created this problem. Why? Because they're following their 16-year plan. Their 16-year plan is open borders. Their 16-year plan is to defund the police. Their 16-year plan is to crash the economy. Their 16-year plan is to bring us to war. So to do all of these things, what do you got to do? You got to do what you're seeing. And their entire agenda is to destroy this entire country. That is their platform right now. And basically, it's very, very difficult for them to actually counter what they've been doing. See, if you really look at it, I do believe Obama kind of set these people up. He knew that these people would be the scapegoats. He knew that they would become very, very toxic. They wouldn't be able to explain this. It would look like it's Biden's policies, not his. It looks like Biden's policies. Kamala is attached to Biden's policies. But again, for him to put in the person that he wants, he can't just jump over Kamala, because that would be crazy, because people would be like, well, wait a minute, you just jumped over the VP to put someone else in? But if she becomes toxic and she's tethered, as the fake news would say, to Biden, can he bring in someone that has nothing to do with the Biden administration? Can he bring in someone that is completely clean and saying that was his agenda, not this new person's agenda? Maybe it's Michelle Obama. Maybe it's Hillary Clinton. Maybe it's Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. Maybe it's Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Again, they're separated from all of this. And all they have to do then is say they're the ones who actually pushed this agenda. It wasn't Michelle's agenda. It wasn't Hillary's agenda. It was Biden's agenda. But Trump, he just countered Kamala right now. And he put this out on X. He says the following: Kamala intentionally unsecured the border, halted construction of President Trump's border wall, took more than 94 executive actions to unsecure the border, opposes all deportations, ended Remain in Mexico policy, letting millions of illegals into the United States, supports deadly sanctuary cities, funded secret flights for over 320,000 illegals into the country, supports mass amnesty for millions of illegals, and wants to give them government benefits. Absolutely. And people are thinking, well, if Obama actually does this and actually swaps out Kamala, he's going to be clean and Trump will have nothing on him. Well, no, that's not true either, because remember, there's communication between Obama and Biden, text messages, emails. Plus, Trump can also, not directly from him, it will be leaked out from other places, leak out everything that Obama has done in the past, spy out his campaign, sold uranium to Russia, then distributed to North Korea, Iran, and other countries. Because as we approach war, I do believe this is going to reflect upon Obama. And Trump could actually bring this information out from all different areas and actually have everyone question Obama, just like when the House investigated Biden with all the shell companies. Do you think the House then would be if Michelle's running and Hillary Clinton's running or any of these people running, you don't think they'll start an investigation? You don't think they'll start turning up things about these people? I do believe they will, because once they hear leaked information, they'll go, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on here? Let's investigate this a little bit. Let's see what's happening. And they did it with Biden, and everyone started to realize that he's running a criminal enterprise within a criminal enterprise. But Elon Musk put this out and Trump retruthed it, and it says the following: please note that this is an actual statement from Kamala. And this is what she put out: an undocumented immigrant is not a criminal. Well, yeah, if you look at the law, someone who crosses the border illegally and they're undocumented, they broke the United States law and they are a criminal. So once again, here we are. Are people buying this? I don't think so. And I think as the crime and as more and more illegals come in and more of these illegals take over the cities, I think people now are getting really pissed off. People are getting angry, especially when you look at New York, especially when you look at Chicago, especially when you look at LA, when you look at Colorado, when you start to look at all these different areas, you're starting to see people are getting very, very angry. When you start to look at TikTok or Instagram, people now are speaking out because they've had enough. And as time goes on and people see more and more of this, people are going to push back. Remember, to wake the people up, you can't flash facts in front of them. You can't have a conversation because these people, they have been brainwashed by the fake news. And the fake news has been hiding a lot from them and spitting a lot for them. So for them to accept it, it's very, very difficult. The only way they can accept it is to experience it. And if you've never experienced it, it's very, very hard to explain to a person. Just like for a person that lost their job, went bankrupt, was on food stamps, that person cannot explain what they went through to another person that has a job. They might understand it, but they can't feel it. This is why I do believe we are being set down this path where the people of this country actually experience it without it being explained to them, without facts being thrown in their face, because it allows the people to question things. And when people question things, that other people can then say, you know something, maybe it's because of this, and people start to think. So people have seen a lot up to this point, but I do believe it's going to have to get a lot worse to wake up a lot more people. Because remember, Trump told us that we can't take back the country with half the country. We have to take back the country with the majority of the country, and that includes the D's. And I do believe this is why Trump has already set everything in motion to unite the country and to wake people up. What do you got to do to them? Well, yes, open borders, that's working. But what does everyone have in common? The economy. When people don't have work, when people can't pay their bills, they wake up pretty darn fast. When we are at the precipice of war and we are attacked, which I do believe we're going to be, that wakes up people pretty darn fast. And then people start to say, wait, why is this happening now? And then when you look at like Kamala and you look at the fake news, you look at Biden and you look at these people and you look at what they're doing, this is when people go, well, wait a minute. Why are they pushing war? We don't want war. Everything that they're doing is making it worse. And it looks like she can't handle it or he can't handle it. Something's wrong here. And it looks like the enemies, they're taking advantage of the situation. So I do believe that people are really going to start to wake up to this because they're going to feel it emotionally. And fear is going to set in like they've never felt it before. And they will be brought to the precipice. And they will ask questions. They will ask why. And people then can speak to them. It's the same thing that Roseanne Barr and RFK Jr. were discussing a couple of reports ago, the Socratic method. And I do believe that's what's going to happen here. And a lot of people are going to wake up. And Trump, what he's going to be doing, he's going to be saying, listen, we are the administration of peace. That is the administration of war. You need to make a decision here. We're the administration of prosperity. They're the administration of economic destruction, poverty. And I think people are going to have to make a decision at that point. And I think the people are going to make the right decision. Because once again, we have to have a little faith in humanity. And I think people will definitely see it. Because what are they seeing today? They're seeing the globalists, the deep state players, attack freedom of speech. And we saw it here in this country. Remember that woman that went up in Arizona and wanted to speak freely, and the mayor decided to have her escorted out? Well, she was brought up on charges. And the charges were a class one misdemeanor, could face up to 6 months in jail. She was fined something like $2,500. And right now we have the Individual Right and Expression, a First Amendment advocacy group. They indicated plans to sue the city of Surprise after its mayor had Rebecca Massey detained when she was trying to speak freely. Actually, they violated her constitutional rights. And I do believe when they move forward with this suit, you're going to see that she's going to win in the end. Because when you look back in history, every single one of the people that were dragged off or they weren't allowed to speak or their First Amendment rights were violated, they always win in the lawsuit. And I do believe this person's going to win. And it's going to show the people of this country that, look, the Constitution protects the people. It doesn't protect those people that are elected into positions because they work for us and they have to abide by the by the contract that we set. And actually, this is the contract that our founding fathers created. So this is a contract. They signed on to it. They swore an oath to it. And they decided, and this person in particular, decided to violate it. Yes, Biden violated it by going to the social media companies. Kamala also violated their constitutional rights by going to the social media companies. So they're all in violation, and they broke the contract. But you could see the deep state players, they are now going after free speech. And this is going to be the communication blackout. This is, I do believe, this is the beginning of it. And they're going to be pushing very, very hard to shut down as many platforms, many apps as possible, and put a lot of pressure on all these platforms. And we can see out in Brazil, Justice Moraes, he's now pushing X to be shut down. He also did something very, very interesting. He decided to freeze Starlink assets and blocked its bank accounts in Brazil. And basically, X has nothing to do with Starlink, but he's just doing it to retaliate, which is absolutely unbelievable. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, Director and Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes froze Starlink assets and blocked its bank accounts in Brazil. This has nothing to do with Starlink. It was merely a retaliation because X has no assets or representative in Brazil. Elon Musk refuses to appoint a legal representative of the social network X in Brazil because that person would immediately be jailed without due process. And that's absolutely true. And actually, Elon Musk responded and said, that is correct. So you could see they're putting a lot of pressure on Elon. And what's very interesting is that Twitter has gone down in the U.S. and worldwide. In many different locations, we're seeing a lot of outages, which is very, very interesting. So I do believe they are basically putting a lot of pressure on X. And this is going to happen in the EU. And I do believe then they're going to be putting a lot of pressure on Rumble. They're going to be putting a lot of pressure on Truth. And they're going to try to shut down as many platforms as possible, try to push the corporations to block the apps. And I do believe this is just the beginning phase as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. I do believe we're going to see a lot more of this. Now, once again, as we approach war, what can they do? They can say a cyber attack. It wasn't them. It was a cyber attack that actually took down these social media platforms or shut down the net in certain locations. And I do believe they'll probably use this type of excuse. But what's very interesting is we know that Trump, he created Space Force. I do believe Space Force has a lot of satellites operational. I do believe he's working with Elon Musk with Starlink. And Elon let everyone know that Starlink now has been approved in 105 countries. So I do believe with the satellites, which is going to counter what is happening here on the ground, I do believe we will still most likely have some type of internet connection. Now, I don't think the entire internet's going to go down. I think what they're going to try to do is they're going to say that maybe malware or the cyber attack or the hacking isn't allowing people to actually access certain social media platforms. They'll keep their platforms up, but what they'll do is they'll shut down other platforms that they cannot control. And those platforms that they do control, those people that try to speak the truth, I do believe those accounts will be shut down very, very quickly. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have a way around this, because if the internet is still up, I do believe there will be workarounds. And I do believe we can do this. And plus, you could do a workaround yourself. You probably can use a VPN to get around the block. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. But once again, we know what protects our freedom of speech. That is the weapons of the people. And if you look around the world, you can see that they started this a long time ago and confiscating the weapons around the world. They did it in Australia. They did it in New Zealand. Actually, in Australia, you're going to have an ID and you're going to have to sign on to the internet, and they'll be able to block you at any time they want if they feel that you're not politically correct or you're putting out misinformation or disinformation. Actually, they're following in the steps of China right now. But in all these different countries, they did take the weapons away. They started this process a long time ago. And now out in Germany, most likely we're going to see this out in the UK and many other countries, people are using knives instead of guns. And the illegals are using knives. So now Germany is vowing knife control. I mean, really think about this for a second. So I thought guns were the problem. Oh, wait, guns aren't the problem. So now knives are the problem. Maybe it's the people that are the problem, those people who are using these type of weapons. I'm not talking about law-abiding citizens. I'm talking about the criminals. I'm talking about the illegals. But again, they're using this narrative to say that nobody can have a knife. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to make knife control, and you'll only have a knife that is maybe an inch long. That's it. So you could see how this works and what they're trying to do right now. And again, is this going to work in the end, especially in the United States? No, it won't. That's why we are born with these rights. That's why we have the Constitution. This is why the founding fathers from the very, very beginning, they knew that this was going to happen again. And here we are today. Everyone here, you are watching the Second Revolutionary War. What are we fighting for? We're fighting for our freedoms. Now, these deep state players, what are they doing? They're trying to shut down free speech under the guise of misinformation and disinformation. This is nothing new. This has been done before. They're just hoping everyone forgot. But we haven't. The patriots of this country have not forgotten. Though the patriots of this country, they refer to the Bill of Rights. They refer to the Constitution. They refer to the Declaration of Independence. And they understand. This is why people aren't turning in their weapons in droves, because they get it. They understand that if they do this, it is game over. The people of the other countries were stupid. And again, they don't have a constitution like us. And they should have never, ever turned over the weapons. I'm sure today they're probably looking at the situation going, why did we ever do that? That was stupid. But again, during the time, they convince you, it's for your safety. We're going to protect you. Don't worry. Guns are bad. They're scary. No, they're not. Not when you're trained with them. When you're trained with them, it's like any other tool. And I think the people of this country, they know this. Now, what's very interesting is we know that war is coming, and we can see the deep state players, they will be pushing where I do believe this is going to go into high gear as we go into September and then moving into October. And what's very interesting is we know that Trump, he was invited to honor the 13 individuals that were killed during the withdrawal of Afghanistan, and the families actually invited him. And what's very interesting is that the fake news can't stand it. Biden can't stand it. Obama can't stand it. Kamala can't stand it. And yes, Bush and all the rest, they can't stand this, that he actually was invited there. They could have shown up. They could have contacted these people. Hey, to pay my respects as a former leader of this country, I would love to attend. They probably would have said absolutely, but they didn't. And what's very interesting is the fake news, they're trying to convince everyone that what Trump did is basically a scandal. Sean Davis put this out, and he has two pictures. Biden at the beach while Trump was with the families. And he says, guess which picture regime media are trying to pretend is the real scandal? Yeah, I think everyone knows this. Now, what's very interesting about this is that Mike Johnson, he had to intervene to get Trump into Arlington National Cemetery for the third anniversary of the Afghanistan withdrawal with the Gold Star families. And he had to speak to the cemetery and get everything together. And basically, the Arlington Cemetery officials claim the families didn't want any media, photography, or videography at Section 60. But the family said, no, that's false. We did want media. We didn't want photography. We did want all of this. And we made it very, very clear. But again, the deep state players, they don't like this. So what have they done? Well, they decided to have certain individuals in the U.S. Army release a statement condemning Trump, saying it's illegal to conduct political activities at Arlington Cemetery. But here's a picture of Joe Biden from a political ad from 2020 featuring the video of him standing over a tomb in Section 60 at Arlington, which the Army had nothing to say about it at the time. Yet they condemned Trump, despite the fact the Gold Star families invited him and gave him permission to take pictures. So once again, we can see what's happening here. DC Drano responded to this and said the following. The Army, controlled by Biden, is only releasing this statement because they know those Arlington photos of Trump look horrible for Kamala. She was jointly responsible for our troops dying in Afghanistan. She avoided the remembrance ceremony. She'll pay a political price in November. And he's absolutely right. But what's very interesting, and we can see what's happening right now, the countries around the world, they realize that there is no strength in the leadership here in the United States. And Iran right now doubts U.S. will respond. Let me ask you a question. Have you heard of the CERT food diet? Probably not, because it's something that was only popular among celebrities until now. In fact, it is actually not a restrictive diet at all. It's all about specific foods you should be adding to your diet. You may know some big names who have actually followed this diet, like a world famous singer, which we can't mention. Or maybe you've heard of a certain mixed martial artist, Conor McGregor, who claims to have used this diet, as well as world champion boxer David Haye, who credits his amazing shape to this. Now, the two international bestseller authors who created the CERT food diet, Glenn Matten and Aidan Goggins, have a new, even more incredible way to get these potent CERT foods to all Americans by combining them all into one revolutionary power drink, so you can get all the benefits of the diet just by drinking this. It's called Ultimate CERT Juice, and it was designed to help you lose weight, support your overall health, and give you more energy to do the things you love. I know I've tried it, and I've been amazed at the results myself. It's truly been amazing. Since you're a loyal listener, I'm giving you all a $20 discount on this amazing product to try for yourself. And hey, it's way cheaper than buying any juice cleanse or all the ingredients. Go get your supply of Ultimate CERT Juice now by going to getcert.com/x22. That is getcert.com/x22, or click the link in the description box below. That's getcert.com/x22, or just click the link in the video to get your supply with this exclusive discount. When they do something with Israel or any other place, they don't think the United States will actually step up, because they're looking at Biden, they're looking at Kamala, and they're saying the United States is very, very weak. And the other thing that's very interesting is that the UN says Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons grade levels. I do believe Iran already has a nuclear weapon. They already have a bomb. And what's very interesting is that since today is very close to August 30th, it reminds me of post 2003. Now, within this post, this is another post from February 11, 2018, and it's highlighted. And it says the following: ask yourself, who is trying to start a war? I think we know it's the deep state players. Ask yourself, if a missile was launched by rogue actors, what would be the purpose to start a war? Ask yourself, what should immediately start a war? Maybe a missile heading towards the United States, and the United States has to intercept it. Or maybe it explodes in an area where there's no people. Would that be an attack on the United States? Absolutely. Ask yourself, would the public understand the following statement? Rogue actors, clowns, U.S. former heads of state initiated a missile launch in order to force the U.S. into a war conflict against X. No, I don't think the people would understand this. I think the people that are awake, the people know who the true enemy is, but the majority of the people, they would not understand this. They would not believe this. So does the deep state players, do they need to find a country where they can make that country the enemy and have that missile fired over to the United States? I do believe so. So when you really think about it, could it be Russia? Could it be North Korea? Could it be Iran? Absolutely. Would people believe that, hey, they just fired a missile? Because Russia is fighting Ukraine, the deep state players, the U.S. is backing Ukraine. We know that Iran is now fighting against Israel, and the U.S. is backing Israel. I do believe sooner or later, China will probably go into Taiwan, and the U.S. will back who? Taiwan, most likely. So will people understand and accept that it's coming from another country? Will it wake a lot of people up? I do believe so. Down below, it says the following: we believe in full transparency, hence the reason why we are here. Hence the reason why the people are being updated. Emphasis on some things. The world is connected. Some things would irreparably harm our ability to advance. And I do believe we might see something happen, maybe in September, October, around that time period. And I do believe that people are going to see it. People are going to get afraid. People are going to hit the precipice. And Trump is going to be talking about peace while the other side is going to be talking about war. But again, you could see the deep state players, they're going to need all of this. they're going to need war. They're going to need the cyber attack. They're going to need chaos. And they're going to need their plandemic. And you can see they're starting and pushing their plandemic right now. Look at all the individuals that are saying that they're coming down with COVID. We had Fauci. Then we had the DNC. Then we had Hillary Clinton. Now we have D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. She tested positive for coronavirus. I mean, what a coincidence that this is all happening right now. Isn't it amazing? Right before the election. It's absolutely incredible. Then, out of the hill, we have this article. Summer COVID surge shows we may have to return to 2020 pandemic measures. Who's in? Who's ready to go? You ready to put your mask on? Are you ready to get the bioweapon? Are you ready to stay at home? Why do you think they're doing this? They're doing it because they're trying to create fear. They're trying to convince you the plandemic is here. Why do you think they hid ivermectin? Why do you think they hid hydroxychloroquine? Why do you think they hid zinc and D3? Plus, your body will heal itself. Once again, they don't want you to know that. And I do believe in the blue cities, they're going to tell people to mask up. They're going to tell people, don't go outside. Stay inside as best you possibly can. And they're going to use the mosquito disease. They're going to use bird flu. They're going to use Mpox. And they're going to use all of this to push fear. That's the most important thing. So this is right on schedule. And they're going to push fear, hoping that they're able to use the mail-in ballots. Why do they want to use the mail-in ballots? Because they want the illegals to use the mail-in ballots. So if you could set this up in all the blue cities, the blue states, you can actually then use the mail-in ballots. And if they start to put things in back into place, like masks, can you have chaos in those areas? Can you have people dressed up as Trump supporters wearing a mask so you don't know who they really are? Think about what happened on January 6th. The people were wearing what? Masks. But they put on the MAGA paraphernalia to make you think that they're Trump supporters. Actually, you can even hear the Capitol Police saying, hey, let's put this on. Let's dress up as Trump supporters. And you actually saw them do this in the video. But let's go back a little bit in time. Because remember, this is all one gigantic lie again. This is a plandemic. They lied from the beginning and they're continually lying. Mays put out an incredible thread. I'm not going to play all his clips, but the clip is absolutely incredible. And it has Fauci right now. And Fauci, going back to 2022, continually says that he had nothing to do with shutting down the country. So then you go all the way back to 2020, and it actually shows him saying that he shut down the country. Take a listen.
I didn't recommend locking anything down.
And the record will show, Neil, that we didn't recommend shutting everything down.
I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. And that was a very difficult decision because I knew it would have serious economic consequences, which it did.
Once again, these people lie and they lie and they lie. And here's another clip when Fauci was out there saying, listen, if you get the bioweapon, it will stop transmission. You will not get sick. Even the fake news was saying it. And then it shows Fauci saying, no, basically, it really doesn't stop transmission. You will get COVID. So they've lied to the people over and over and over. And they're trying to convince people that they didn't say these things. But take a listen to what he said.
Virus in your nasopharynx. And even though you really feel well, you could inadvertently pass it on to someone else.
It is very unlikely that a vaccinated person, even if there's a breakthrough infection, would transmit it to someone else.
If you're vaccinated, you really don't need to worry about getting it in a way that's serious or transmitting it.
You nailed it, Chris. That's correct.
Okay.
That's absolutely correct. You're absolutely right. You said it correctly. The risk is extremely low of getting infected, of getting sick, or of transmitting it to anybody else.
You should care, because if you get infected and you're not vaccinated, there is a chance, maybe a likelihood, that you will be part of the dynamics of the continuation of the chain of transmission. Namely, you will inadvertently or innocently transmit it to someone else who will then transmit it to someone else. And I don't think anyone would intentionally want to be part of the transmission chain. You want to be a dead end to the virus. So when the virus gets to you, you stop it. You don't allow it to use you as the stepping stone to the next person.
Vaccinated people are clearly capable of transmitting the infection to an uninfected person.
So once again, all of this is a gigantic lie. And they're lying to you right again. Don't believe them. Don't believe what they're saying. You don't need the bioweapon. You don't need any of these things. Because once again, there are other things that you can take. Plus, you have immunity. See, they didn't want people to know this. They didn't want anyone to know that your natural immunity would protect you. And yes, can you take zinc? Absolutely. Can you take D3? This is what the doctors are saying. The doctors are showing you that ivermectin works. Actually, the doctors are showing you that hydroxychloroquine works. So don't let them scare you. But you're going to see this is what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to push this because they want the fear factor. They want people to say, oh my God, I better just use my ballot. I can't go in and I can't vote. But I think the people are hardened. I don't think the people are going to buy this. Yes, you're going to have a group of people that will buy this, but this will enable Antifa illegals to wear their masks now because, again, they're using the same exact playbook. They're going to have chaos and they want these people to cover their faces. So once again, they can't really say they're for Palestine when they're actually going out against the election. That doesn't really make sense, does it? So now they're going to change costumes once again, and they need a way to cover their face. So now they're going to give it to them. And remember, these people have lied from the very, very beginning. Remember going back in time when we had Joe Scarborough and his wife, Mika, continually say that the laptop was Russian disinformation? Well, let's go back a little bit in time to October 2020. Mays put this out and said, Joe Scarborough on people who believe the Hunter Biden laptop was real. History will expose you all as idiots and useful fools for the Russians. Wait a minute. But it was Hunter's laptop. So who's the fool? Oh, they are. Remember the Alpha Bank hoax? Oh, wait, that wasn't some operation by Trump sending messages to Russia. Hillary Clinton paid for that. Remember the Steele dossier? Oh, that's right. That was Hillary and Obama. They were involved in paying for that and pushing that too. So once again, who are the fools? Oh, they are. Who are the individuals that are putting out misinformation and disinformation? They are. They should be banned from every social media platform. But again, they're part of the criminal syndicate and they knowingly push this fake information because they have the ability to go out and do a little bit of research. They didn't have to take the information that was being fed to them by the CIA. So once again, we could see where this is going. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we see something might be happening with January 6th. Because Tony Saruga put this out and said, the J6 pipe bomb story is about to break wide open. It will be career ending for dozens of federal employees, but also ending a presidential campaign along with congressional and Senate careers. So this is going to be very interesting. I wonder what's going to be leaked out. I wonder what's going to be brought out into the open. Is this going to be brought out from the House, from some of the committees? Is this going to be leaked out someplace else? Because think about all the information that's coming out about January 6th now. Think about what the people are learning. If this comes out that this individual was known by the FBI, known by the Capitol Police, and they always knew who this was, and this person was paid to do this, or was a confidential human source and was instructed to do these things, well, this is going to be very, very interesting. General Mike Flynn responded to this on X and said the following, anyone care to step forward before the shit hits the fan? And I think he's right. I think this is your warning, just like everything else. And when you look at the attempted assassination of Trump, we know that the FBI put out this report, which is absolutely ridiculous. They just basically covered up their entire crime. And actually, Representative Clay Higgins is actually calling them out on all of this. He said, once again, the FBI is lying. It is 100% not standard procedure to cremate a body at the center of a major criminal investigation before a following investigative authority has had an opportunity to examine that body. When the FBI is very much aware that a following investigative authority is coming right behind them. Same thing with a crime scene. The FBI is acting like they're royalty. They are not. But that's all right. It's cool. Best served cold, actually. I'll have these oppressors of truth before Congress. And that's exactly what they did. They covered up their crime. It was an operation. It wasn't bungling United States Secret Service people. Yes, they put those people in the place to cover up what really happened. But again, it was an operation by the CIA, by the FBI. And now they covered up their crime, because if this was just a bungling, you know, thing that just happened and we just had DEI people, they would say, okay, here's the body, here's the evidence that we collected, you take a look at this. They would be on the up and up. They would have nothing to hide. Since they're hiding it, it is their operation, just like January 6th and everything else. This is what a criminal syndicate does. It's basically Criminal Syndicate 101. But what's very interesting is that George put this out and says, human events just discovered that a federal prosecutor have formed a grand jury for the criminal investigation into the assassination attempt on Trump's life in Butler, Pennsylvania. This is a strong signal that crooks did not act alone and others involved could be facing serious indictment. A right-to-know request was sent to the Community College of Allegheny County seeking information about Thomas Crooks, but was denied because, according to the respondent, the information, specifically the records that you have requested, are within the scope of a grand jury subpoena issued to CCAC by the United States District Court of the Western District of Pennsylvania, and which the U.S. Attorney's Office has confirmed relate to an ongoing criminal investigation. So wait a minute. There's another investigation going on? Not just the FBI investigation? Well, I think they're going to be turning up quite a bit then, if this is true. This is going to be absolutely unbelievable. And what happens when it comes out that this was an operation? And think about it. Even if this doesn't turn out, when Trump wins, RFK and others will be looking into what? The assassination attempts. You don't think Trump and the military, you don't think they have everything? You don't think they caught all the communications? Absolutely. They have it all. Again, Trump allows the deep state players to do the right thing. And since they went ahead and they covered up their crime, what always gets you in the end? The cover up. That actually signals that you committed the crime. I mean, it's case closed at that point. Well, let me say, you committed the crime. If you didn't cover it up, yes, you could make an argument, you could produce evidence, but if you committed the crime and then you covered it up, and you were the ones who committed it, and you're the ones who covered it up by cremating the body, well, you just basically told everyone, yeah, I was the one who did it. So I think this is going to completely and utterly fail around them in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Jim Jordan, he's going to be subpoenaing the political firm led by Judge Mershon's daughter. And this is going to be very interesting because the CEO right now is pissed off and angry that they're being called in. And this is, the company is Authentic Campaigns. So this is going to be very interesting. That's going to be very interesting with the questions. But when you look at Kamala Harris right now, you can see she's in major, major trouble. Remember, as the fake news would say, she is tethered to Biden, even though they're saying the opposite, but that she is tethered to Biden. She is toxic. They destroyed the country. They put all these policies into place. She cannot separate herself from all of this. And what's very interesting is all these Hollywood people who will go down with the ship, because when Trump wins, everything is going to be exposed and these people are going to be exposed. They know it. So this is why they have to do exactly what the deep state says. We have actor Ben Stiller, and Divine L put this out, says it's time for change. And that's why he's voting for Kamala Harris. Is anyone going to tell him? She's been in there for 4 years. What change is she going to do? She's not going to do any type of change. But again, this is what they're programmed to say. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, and we said this going back a couple of days, remember when we had all these staffers from Bush and from McCain and from Romney, when they went ahead and they endorsed Kamala? Well, now Greg Kelly, he is saying, and he's hearing, that George W. Bush might endorse Kamala Harris. So a rhino, Republican in name only, will endorse their party. Because again, it's their party. It's the uniparty. This should tell you everything you need to know. And let's see if this happens. because this is going to be very interesting. And this is going to wake up a lot of people. And people are going to ask questions about this. Why is he, as a Republican, nominating Kamala Harris? This is very interesting because she's the one destroying the country with Biden. Something doesn't make sense. And people are going to ask a lot of questions because, again, people understand what a rhino is now. And they understand what an outsider is and who a patriot is. So there you have it. And I think we're going to see this actually happen. We'll have to see, but I think it's going to happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Dana Bush, they're going to have the interview tonight. And we're hearing that the interview was, you know, spliced up. It's barely 18 minutes. But Paul Sperry put this out on X and says the following. CNN Dana Bush, who is married to one of the 51 spies who lied about the Russians planting Hunter's incriminating laptop, agreed to let Kamala's running mate babysit her for the first press interview since Biden stepped aside, rather than insisting Kamala answer questions solo. So that's very interesting. So her husband is Jeremy Bash. He signed the 2020 Intel statement falsely implying Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. So once again, these people are always married to CIA, FBI. They're always married to the clowns because remember, the fake news that you're watching is just that, fake news. It's the clown networks, and they're feeding you false information. They're spinning stories because they are the criminal syndicate. I think people are now starting to see this. But Trump, he sent a message to Dana Bash, and it says the following. Dana Bash of CNN has a chance at greatness today. If she gives a fair but tough interview of Comrade Kamala Harris, she will expose her as being totally inept and ill-suited for the job of president. Much as I exposed crooked Joe Biden during our now famous debate. How cool would that be for Dana and CNN? Also, the interview should not have tampons him present to help him with the inevitable Kamala stumbles. And under no circumstances should the transcript be allowed to be changed in any way, shape, or form. Dana and Jake were fair but firm in my CNN debate with Crooked Joe. This is a chance for Dana Bash to reach real stardom while at the same time doing a great service to our now failing country. Good luck, Dana. Do the right thing. Now, again, we know this is being pre-recorded. We know that this is going to be edited, but I'm hearing, and I think a lot of people are hearing, that this interview probably didn't go as well as they wanted. And I do believe people are going to see this. Now, is it going to bomb? Most likely not. Are they going to edit it the best they possibly can? And is it going to look kind of odd? And people are going to go, whoa, what just happened here? But I believe the real message here is that we might even see the parts that are cut out leaked to the public. And people then will see the truth of who Kamala really is. And I do believe people are going to see this because what's very interesting, this was put out at 9:58. And if you go to post 9:58 down below, it says, they are scared, 4 a.m. They will fail. We know the details, Wednesday. So how much you want to bet that this information is going to be leaked out and people are going to see the raw, unedited interview and people are going to go, whoa. They're going to compare it to the edited version and they're going to see a major, major difference. And people are going to say, wow, this is absolutely unbelievable. Don Jr. put this out and said, the first interview with Kamala and Walt is only 18 minutes long, and CNN isn't even releasing the whole thing. Wow, unbelievable. Now, the other thing that we know is that the Harris administration, they don't want her to do a debate. I think Kamala and team, they know that this will be a complete and utter disaster. Obama tricked Biden into do this along with Kamala. He did it in June, and basically everything started to fall apart with him. I think Kamala knows this time around, if she does this interview with Trump, remember Trump, he has everything on his side. He has the entire story of what they have done and how they destroyed the country. Remember, this is his campaign. It's an issues campaign. Everything that he's going to talk about, he has the leverage. They do not. They know this. And if she goes through with the debate, I do believe this is going to be her downfall. So I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to get out of it any way they possibly can. And they're continually arguing with the requirements of the debate. So the Harris camp, they lashed out at Trump after ABC rejects Kamala's last-minute bid to change the presidential debate rules. And I do believe that if she goes ahead with the debate, I do believe it's going to be game over, because they will not be able to convince the people that she has the poll numbers that she has, because the poll numbers are fake. If she skips the debate, I think they can keep this going as long as they possibly can. But again, people are going to want to hear the debate, but they're going to try to hide her. But let's see how this all plays out, because everything is based around polling. The Last Refuge put this out and said, polling position, I cannot emphasize this enough. The DNC Obama-Clyburn goal with Kamala Harris's polling position. They need her to have the biggest appearance of support possible. It is polling they need. Remember that. The problem Democrats has was not that Biden lost his marbles or was losing the election. The problem was that Biden was losing by a scale that was too big for them to cover. Democrats didn't need a switch-out candidate who could beat Donald Trump. They needed a candidate who could give plausibility to the Clyburn ballot counting results that will say Trump lost. The issue they had with Biden was that he made the fraud too easy to see. The Democrats do not need a candidate who can win votes. The Democrats need a candidate who can make fraudulent ballot results seem plausible. So if she doesn't do the debate, they can probably keep this up. But if she does do the debate, it's not going to work. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are forcing her to do the debate, even though Trump said and gave her a warning that if you do this, it's game over. Because Trump knows right off the bat, he can beat her with no problem. And I think for some reason, Trump wants Kamala to debate and he wants Obama to make that switch. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. And what's very interesting is we could see that Trump, the Patriots, they're putting up a lot of roadblocks stopping the deep state from using their cheating tactics like they did back in 2020. Now, is this going to stop them completely? No, I do believe Trump is doing this just enough to make it very, very difficult for them to cheat. And actually with Zuckerberg, this is making it very, very difficult for them. And with all the new laws and everything that's being put into place, it is also making it very, very difficult, especially the D's. They're having a very difficult time pushing this pandemic on the people. And I think they're going to run into obstacles along the way. And if Kamala does do the debate, I think they're going to have to really change things up. And they might bring someone else in to try to get those poll numbers where they look good. And I don't mean true poll numbers, just it's an illusion of poll numbers, to make them look good enough where they can actually try the cheating. But I think that's going to fail in the end too. But when you look at Zuckerberg, well, listen, he was involved in overthrowing the United States government. Michael Schellenberger put this out and said the following. In his new letter, Zuckerberg goes beyond what he told Rogan. He says FBI specifically warned of disinfo. Hunter Biden and his client, Burisma, the Ukrainian nat gas company. It's hard proof that the FBI illegally interfered in the elections. Someone should go to prison for it. Absolutely. They were completely involved. And what's very interesting is that individual that was feeding Facebook and directing Facebook to do all this, his name was Rob Flaherty. And what's very interesting about this, and Chuck Colesto put this out, well, it looks like this individual is Kamala's deputy campaign manager. That should tell you everything you need to know right there. But what's very interesting about Mark Zuckerberg, he didn't come to this decision on his own. Actually, Trump warned him and gave him a choice, just like he gives the deep state players. He always warns the deep state players, listen, do the right thing. If you don't, well, then you're going to feel the consequences, and I'm going to have no guilt whatsoever. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, whoa, in President Trump's new book, Save America, he doesn't hold back on Mark Zuckerberg. On page 74, he says, Mark Zuckerberg would come to the Oval Office to see me. He would bring his very nice wife to dinners, be as nice as anyone could be, while always plotting to install shameful lockboxes in a true plot against the president. He told me that there was nobody like Trump on Facebook, but at the same time, and for whatever reason, steered it against me. We are watching him closely, and if he does anything illegal this time, he will spend the rest of his life in prison. as will others who cheat in the 2024 presidential election. Now that is very, very interesting. So did he get that message? Is that why he decided, hey, you know something? I'm going to let everyone know that I'm going to be involved in the election this time around. And I do believe Trump is giving the other deep state players the same exact warning. Now, we could see there's a lot of things going on in Georgia right now and in Virginia. And we could see the deep state players, they are definitely trying to cheat any way they possibly can in these states. George put this out and said, the 46th Attorney General of Virginia just issued a statement slamming Democrats for trying to cheat in the 2024 election by attempting to overthrow the duly appointed members of the Georgia Election Board. According to his expert analysis, the board does have the authority to require counties to check for fraud before certification. The idea that the board members do not have such authority is contrary to law, a Mark Elias invented principle that is not supported by decades of election law precedent. Any election administrator who is confused or concerned about the rule effectively acknowledges that he or she has been proceeding with homemade procedures that fail to adhere to the election code. We urge Governor Kemp and Attorney General Carr to reject the frivolous process complaints and handwritings of progressives. Own ongoing attempts to exacerbate an epidemic of disenfranchised voters who question whether their ballots are counted fairly and equally. And he's absolutely right. And you could see how the deep state players are trying to do this. George again put this out and said, Vox is now saying that the election integrity reforms from Georgia Election Board are laying the groundwork for actual stolen elections. In other words, they claim Trump stole the election because the board stopped them from cheating. I mean, you really can't make this stuff up here. Liz Harrington put this out and said, the DNC positively cites Brad Raffensperger in their lawsuit against the state election board trying to stop rules that require results to be true and accurate and not have more votes than voters. They're all working together to try to stop free and fair elections in Georgia. And they absolutely are. But what's very interesting about all of this is that the poll numbers are completely and utterly fake. CNN, the decision desk, they're saying that the Republicans are going to keep the House and they're going to actually take control of the Senate. Now, that's odd. I thought Kamala was in the lead. Why would everyone vote for the Republicans in the Senate and the Republicans in the House, but not vote for Trump? Does that make any sense? Polymarket put this out. Republicans have a 72% chance of flipping the Senate, which I do believe that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, the only way that the Senate will win and the Republicans will be in charge and the House will win and the Republicans will be in charge and Trump doesn't win, it's because there was cheating. We saw that in the 2020 election. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following, Fox polls are rigged and worthless. And this is coming from a confidential memorandum. And it says the following. Here we go again. Fox News has released a series of polls in Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada, all of which show the head-to-head race between Trump and Kamala Harris well within the margin of error. However, that doesn't account for Fox News' own margin of error in their fall surveys. Compared to the Fox News surveys from 2020 taken nearest to this date in that election, Trump's margin on election day ranged from +2 over the survey in Georgia to +5 over the survey in North Carolina to +9 over the survey in Arizona and Nevada. In their polls ending September 1st, 2020, they claim President Trump was down -4 points to Joe Biden in North Carolina and -9 points in Arizona. Trump ran 4 points ahead of their survey in North Carolina and 9 points ahead in Arizona. Their poll in Nevada, even later in the cycle, ending September 23rd, 2020, was even worse. They claimed Trump was down -11 points among likely voters. Trump ran 7 points ahead of their survey. Biden ran behind his polling numbers, even with the undecides in both North Carolina and Nevada. When these surveys, we see marked shifts from Fox News' last poll of each state with respect to the party identification. In Arizona, their previous survey from June had an R+5 advantage. This new survey has moved Arizona to dead even, 43-43. In Georgia, their previous survey had an R+8 advantage. This has been compressed down to an R+3, with the Democrats self-ID'd hardly changing, but Republicans being knocked down by 4 points. In Nevada, their previous survey had an R+1 advantage. This time, it switched around to D+3. Once again, the Democrats' self-ID hardly changes, while Republicans are depressed down. In North Carolina, we see funny business. Their previous survey was R plus one, and their current survey is R plus two. Coincidentally, Trump leads in their North Carolina survey. In each case, Fox News asked the recall 2020 presidential ballot as evidenced by its appearance on the crosstabs documents for each survey. Curiously, they did not discuss the top line results of that question. And once again, they're rigging the elections. They're rigging the poll numbers to convince you that Kamala is absolutely incredible. CNN's doing this. MSNBC is doing this. They're all doing it. Why? Because the deep state players need these poll numbers up there so they can actually make it look like she had these poll numbers and the cheating looks on the up and up, like she really got these votes. But again, I don't believe this is going to work, and this is going to be very, very difficult. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Wall Street Journal, they put out an article saying why it will be harder for Trump to challenge this year's election. And they're saying that new laws and court rulings have created a range of guardrails against efforts to delay or interfere with the electoral process. So what happens if it's the other way around? What happens if we don't use their systems and we use paper, we use voter ID, we have one-day voting, and Trump wins the election? The rules and everything that they put into place is going to be a lot harder for the deep state than to challenge the election results, isn't it? I think this is going to work against them. But you can see the deep state players, what they're trying to do. And I think Trump is actually pushing them down this path, because Trump, on his True Social account, he was retruthing a lot of QAnon posts or posts that relate to QAnon. And I think he's doing this on purpose because he's giving the deep state players ammunition, because when they create the chaos, they're going to say, oh, it's Q people, it's MAGA supporters. I think he's pushing them into doing this, because once again, who's going to release the National Guard on them? Who's going to expose them all? I do believe it's going to be Speaker Johnson. But you can see the fake news. They fell for it and they're going for it. Patriots Are in Control on X put this out and said, Q Plus has the fake news panicking about QAnon again. Trump's recent retruths set them off. And the different posts are very, very interesting. We read a couple of them yesterday, but Wyatt put it out and says, hold the line. Justice is coming. Power to the people. Nothing's going to stop what is coming. The one with Spygate. And these go on and on. And there was another one with all these individuals in orange jumpsuits behind prison. So that should tell you everything you need to know. And they're going to try to use this for the chaos effect. Because again, remember during January 6th, we had the shaman there who was Q, and they kept focused on him. So I do believe they're going to try to do the same exact thing. They're going to have people dressed up, but this is all going to fail in the end. Remember, Trump, he warned the deep state players, don't do this again. Don't try it again. And of course, what are they going to do? They're not going to listen to him. They're going to go for it. Maybe a couple of people might not, like Zuckerberg, but I think the rest are going to move forward with their agenda. He gave them a chance, and now they're going to be held accountable for everything that they do. I do believe justice is coming, and Trump is setting up these people, and the people are going to see the truth. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.